Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 28, 1914, page 7 of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter carried a story of two distinct tragedies. The first occurred at Molyneux Plantation, St. James, involving Mr. Harry Drayton, the estate's beekeeper. He was conducting repairs on a mill that was attached to a well forming part of the plantation's industrial works. The well was approximately 250 feet deep with about 6 feet of water. That day, Mr. Drayton was standing on a beam about 4 feet from the mouth of the well. While conducting the repairs, Mr. Drayton jumped onto a nearby platform and without warning, the structure collapsed beneath him, causing him to fall straight into the well. Hubert Brown of Seaview, St. James, volunteered, descended the well and brought up Mr. Drayton's lifeless body to the surface, discovering that his neck was broken. The matter was reported to Dr. L.T.F. Archer, coroner of District D, and Dr. C.A. Yearwood gave evidence during an inquest conducted the same day. 1 week later, another sorrowful event unfolded, this time in the parish of St. George. Shortly after 12 p.m., Mr. W. Horn, alias Lirius, a retired employee of the Colonial Bank, departed Egerton Plantation with his wife, Mrs. Horn, traveling by horse-drawn buggy to their residence known as Lirius Christ Church. On approaching Kent Plantation, the horse became spooked and started bolting. The horse remained uncontrollable as Mr. Horn shouted for persons on the highway to stop it, to no avail. The horse continued its mad career, and on turning into the street of Kent Plantation, the buggy capsized, throwing the occupants to the ground. Mr. Horn fell and struck his head on a stone, fracturing his skull on the right side. He died instantly. The matter was reported to Central Police Station as District B Police Station was experiencing telephone issues. Mrs. Horn was later attended by Dr. John Hudson. The horse escaped unhurt. The news of Mr. Horn's death quickly reached the city as business houses paid their respects by flying their flags at half-mast. His funeral was held the following afternoon at St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Church, after which the cortege, which included His and Her Excellencies, the Governor Sir Leslie Probyn and Lady Probyn, proceeded to Westbury Cemetery. The unfortunate tragedies were reported in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, February 28, 1914.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.